Okay, thank you, Paul. Thank you. Yeah. Hi, my name is Roy Benda. I'm one of the operations analysts working at TNO. This over here is my colleague, Wim-Pieter Huisman. He's also one of the operations analysts. We both work in the military operations department, and the department focuses on operations analysis, but also on concept development and experimentation. We talked about TNO. I don't know if a lot of people know what TNO is, but roughly translated, it's the Netherlands Organization for Applied Scientific Research. We're active in a wide variety of research areas, so not only defense research, but also innovations in healthcare and crossovers, innovation in healthcare in defense environment. So the research topics that our organization covers are wide. Very wide. One of the topics that we explore and research in our defense programs, or defense research programs, is wargaming. And then we're active in the specification of wargames, but also the procurement, the application, and also evaluation of wargames. The examples that we're going to give you today are focused on land-based operations. We had to make a selection. But it's not limited to. If we also have simulations or war games that focus on maritime operations, for instance, we have a simulator that simulates a breach of a naval vessel, and staffs can go in and practice their C2 processes or communication processes, whatever they're trying to do in that breach. We have also a very big simulation system which focuses on integrated air missile defense. It's called J-ROADS. If you want to know more about it, just talk to us and we'll get you in touch with the people who are expert at those fields. But today we're going to focus on some examples of wargaming based on land-based operations. Paul was talking about it already. Possum, the Dutch MOD and the UK MOD and the Norwegian MOD have an agreement to exchange methods, models, research output. From DSTL, we received Possum. DSTL received from us Marvel, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Possum was originally developed for force development studies, and what Paul already told us was later used for planning purposes in an operational setting. What we were trying to explore, could we use Possum as a war game for training education purposes within the Dutch MOD? Well, in cooperation with our MOD, we did workshops, expert panel sessions, and just talking to each other, of course. And they saw applications in all those fields, supportive policy studies, decision support, planning support, education and training support, and we decided to start with training and education. In that sense, at the moment we're trying to implement a scenario which is used at the battalion level and brigade level to train commanders and staff officers in various fields, command and control, but also planning purposes, training of intelligence officers in preparing their intelligence preparation of the battlefield. And next year, the plan is to support two brigade level war games using that scenario and using Possum. We're going to use Possum the same way that you do your planning support process. You start a military decision making process, you come up with a plan, an order, you translate those orders into actions, you implement them or you put them into the Possum model. Possum calculates the effects on the environment, both kinetic and non-kinetic, and the analyst provides the feedback loop to the commander and the staff, and then the next turn starts and you go on and on, and afterwards you have an after action review, and that's what we're trying to assess and experiment with next year. And the goal is to train your commanders and your staffs in thinking in complexity, in cascade effects. So to use an example which we also use with Marvel. If you're in Somalia and you shoot all the pirates out of the water, their children still have to eat, and maybe land inwards, kidnappings will rise because people need ransom to feed their children. And is that what you want? I was talking about Marvel. We demonstrated yesterday at the Games Fair. Thank you for all the enthusiastic reactions. It was quite great to see that you're also seeing the possible advantages of Marvel. For those who weren't able to be at the Games Fair, a quick recap. Method of Marvel is a method to create insight into complexity. How do we do that? We use group model building and simulation. How does that group model building process work? You rally up all your subject matter experts and stakeholders who are relevant to that problem. You put them into a room. We have two facilitators. One facilitator is leading the discussion, and one facilitator is building the model along with the discussion. So the subject matter experts and the people, the stakeholder who are relevant to the problem, first have to define the problem. Huh? What are we looking at? What is the problem? And which factors are of influence on that problem? And the step afterwards would be, and who do and how do all those variables relate to each other? So you have to put in a direction, the direction of your causality, the polarity, positive, neutral, negative, or a degree, a strength, is the strong relation, is the weak relation. And the speed. Is it a direct relationship or is it something that takes effect in about a few months because it has to build up? The facilitators take care of that and you dynamically build a model. So the first thing you accomplish is a common understanding of the problem structure. By analyzing it together, you get insight into the dynamics of the system causing the problem. And if you know that, you can make informed decisions about interventions based on the desired effects. And that is basically what we're trying to do. You're building a causal loop diagram for the system dynamic experts in the room. What it says is focus on system behavior. It's important to remember. And it's a method that it can be generally used by high staff policy officers or commanders at a high level that deal with high-level problems. So at the moment, Marvel is being operationally tested by a unit in the Dutch Army. Which one and where I cannot tell you, but it is at the moment being operationally tested to explore the possibilities in a military decision-making process.
I can tell you during lunch.
But not on record. Go For It. Go For It is a role-playing game that Tino developed. And a tabletop game, and what it's basically trying to do is you put different factions on the table. Usually it's coalition forces, the local government, opposition forces, and your NGOs, because usually in an operational environment there are clusters of actors with distinctively different goals, resources, methods of operation. What this game is basically trying to tell you, if you're in a dynamic environment, which is complex, and you have limited resources, it can be beneficial to work together. That's basically what we're trying to tell you, or at least do not work against each other. And it's currently being used within the Dutch MOD. It's in our civil military interaction commands, and it's used at the NATO Civic Center of Excellence. TACTIS, Tactical Indoor Simulator. It's one of the most fun research projects I've ever done because I was getting paid to be a tank commander and have my own tank at my disposal because it's a high fidelity simulator. So the job of a researcher, it's a very hard job. Almost stay for the weekend. But what it's basically trying to do, you start a military decision making process, or that's one of the possibilities, and you come up with a plan. And you translate it into tactical actions and you get your whole crew to the simulators and you start wargaming against an artificial opponent, but it can also be the rivalry company, whatever you want. But it's basically an interactive way to test your plan and explore also the options of what your opponent might do and how you react to it. Apart from that, you can also train your individual TTPs, crew level TTPs, and C2 and communication processes at up to battalion level. Quite similar, Steel Beast. The most of you know Steel Beast, I guess. You're all Fnatic war gamers. So I don't think I really have to tell you how it works and what you see. But within the Dutch army, it's basically primarily used to train when we had tanks, tank crews. But at the moment, the Dutch MOD is training its armored infantry personnel. And same as Tactics, you can also use the simulators. They're not high fidelity, they're mid to low fidelity, which has to do with the level of fidelity of your simulators itself. So if you have a steering wheel in a tank and it's over here, it has the same shape, same position in the simulator. If you go to medium or low, you're playing you're playing on a computer. Maybe complemented with hardware to simulate certain, for instance, steering fire mechanisms, etc. Tino did an evaluation in how war games that are being used for training purposes can be applicable to maybe planning purposes. Steel Beast was one of these simulation games, and Steel Beast is very useful, for instance, to gain insight in temporal or spatial aspects of an operation in its execution phase. This is one of the war games that we did that is maybe a little bit out there for fanatical war games who are used to training war games or planning purposes. And I can best illustrate this concept by giving you an example what we did. We divided a group of people into two teams. One was the Taliban, one was ISAF. And the goal was to gain insight in possible concepts of the Taliban, which they could use to build IEDs. And the possible countermeasures that the coalition force could take. So what we did, we said, this is the kind of technology that you have at your disposal, and you can combine several technologies, whatever you want. ISAF, you have these kind of vehicles with these kind of technologies which you can use for countermeasures, for instance, jamming technology. We put them in a scenario and see what happened. The Taliban came up with certain concepts. They were like, if this is your kind of armor, if this is the thickness, if this is your kind of jamming technology, we would use these technologies, and this is why. We put that concept on a flip over. They presented to the other team. The other team was like, well, if you're going to do that, our countermeasures will be like, oh, and they came up with a list of countermeasures, and so on and so on and so on. It provided us insight in possible future developments in concept that might be used in a war setting within a couple of specific scenarios. Well, the scenarios I won't get into detail with, but they were rather specific. So. And it's important to have the relevant SMEs, not only from a technical point of view, but also from an operational point of view, because you use technology to support certain TTPs or operation ways of operating. At the moment, the Dutch MOD is implementing the CST. We have been to the first training exercise, and it was two months ago, I guess. And basically what it does, you start a military decision-making process and you come up with a plan. That's one of the requirements. Before you can use the CST, you must have a plan. You go into an environment. The operators are watching the 3D environment. Your orbit is already in there. And, you start operating. And in the other room, opposition forces are reacting to your plan. So you have a dynamic 3D environment in which you can train your C2 processes. How do I deal with unexpected events? Well, you name it, action, reaction. And it's primarily used to train officers and commanders to battalion 11 higher. So as you see, there are a lot of simulation, but also other kinds of war games that are being introduced at the moment within our MOD. And it's quite cool, actually. So the conclusion, what we're trying to say, TNO does not only development of games. We're not only a research institute that builds simulation models, but we also think about what would the specifications be, what would the requirements be, how can you implement it in your organization, what does the organization have to do to be able to run successful war games, doctrine, training, or you name it. And also the evaluation. For instance, what we did with Possum to evaluate the degree of applicability within the Dutch MOD and in which areas, and if we're going to do it, how. Simulation is increasingly being used within the MOD to facilitate wargaming, not only training wargaming, but what we see with Marvel and Possum, that simulation is getting introduced to planning and analytical wargaming. And simulation is, this is about it. And it's being used at various levels within our MOD, both to support wargaming at the execution phase, but also at the planning phase. Basically, our message is, this is awesome. If you see things like this, there are so many tools or training methods to understand this and make better informed decisions and train your officers and commanders to gain insight in these kind of problems. That's basically our core message. If you want to know more, if you, for instance, Marvel or Possum or whatever, you're free to mail, you can call us and we can bring you into contact with other experts. It's up to you.
Thank you very much indeed.